Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. John Huber, chairman of Main Street Mental Health. MainStreetMentalHealth.com, is that right?
Mainstream Mental
Health. Mainstream. Why can I not say it right? I'm looking at it. Mainstream Mental Health. I learned to read. John, I learned to read eventually. MainStreetMentalHealth.com.
Yes, sir. Right. The whole idea is we want to make mental health mainstream.
All right. And so this guy's a certified psychologist, forensic psychologist, and a professor at Texas State University. We're talking about, right now, let's talk about political correctness. Because I've been reporting on this for a long time, John. I've said 20 years ago almost, I said political correctness is going to take us down. It's robbing us of our sense of humor.
Right.
It's robbing us of interaction with people. It's making me be guarded in every single thing I say. I've got people who, just because they know how I voted one way or the other, they don't, after having been friends forever, they're no longer my friends. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle I'm on. It's just, it's not that, it's almost not important what I believe. It's that I'm not them. I'm different from them. What's going on?
And that's where it's at. Now, you know, you talked about in business and things like that. Now, I'm a psychologist. I do therapy. And when somebody comes in and they have their belief set, my job isn't necessarily to challenge that therapy or that belief set in therapy. So people can sit there and say all these belief systems. They don't have to support them. They don't have to defend their position because that's not what they're there for. Something else is going on, like they're depressed. Now, it may eventually be the fact that their fallacy, you know, or mindset is based in fallacy, and they're having a hard time dealing with that. But my job is to make the patient aware of that on their own, as opposed to giving them advice and saying, hey, your thoughts are screwy, we need to fix this. And that's right. The difference between therapy and advice, where advice, I just tell you, this is what's going on that you're doing wrong and you need to change.
How have we gotten to the point to where anything anybody says can be an offensive word or comment by somebody else, and therefore the person who said it is almost committed a crime? How have we gotten to that place?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, in our legal system, you can sue anybody for anything, basically, in the civil courtroom, and that's what we've seen happen. We've seen, you know, people of conservative and right-leaning religious beliefs who have lost their businesses because of their religious beliefs, whether they baked a cake for somebody or chose not to bake a cake for somebody. But, and then we have people on the other side who don't have to.
But it's worse than this, John. I was a second grade kid that bit his sandwich into the shape of a pistol.
Yes.
He had a PB&J sandwich. He bit it into the shape of a pistol, and they suspended him.
That's
holy,
right.
Holy mackerel! What?
Now, you're talking to somebody who used to go, you know, duck hunting before school and leave my shotgun in the back of the truck, and nobody would say anything to me. In fact,
a first grade kid, little boy, kissed a first grade little girl.
And he sexual got harassment.
He got suspended.
Yeah.
Come on, people. We're not going to get out of this alive. But here's another thing. This Cato research that we're talking about, it's shocking to me how many people don't understand the definition of free speech.
They don't understand it, and they're not being taught it. They're not being taught their constitutional rights. It's sad when my kids come back and they know more about these beliefs on transgenderism, something that affects less than 0.1% of our whole population, but they couldn't tell me that, you know, they got taught in their political science class and government class that the government is a republic, a representative republic, not a democracy.
Right.
And something that affects 100% of us, every single one of us. It's what they're being taught.
Is there a national? Are we headed toward almost a national psychology about all this? Are we there already?
Well, the difference, if you think about this, when I go to my national,
I mean, John, I'm not going to live forever.
I'm a minority. I'm a minority in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's something like one out of every 120 to 150 therapists or psychologists has open political beliefs that follow the right, you know, that are conservative. And the other, they're just, no, they think it's one voice and you don't speak out. And if you do speak out, well, you get ostracized.
So last thoughts, what's your solution? What do you recommend as a psychologist?
Well,
you got to lay it on the couch here. What do we do?
Well, what I think is going to happen is I think the pendulum's going to swing. I believe in the human spirit. And, you know, just like my college students can't describe and define, you know, fascism or democracy.
And they think
matter.
Profit is a bad thing, too, by the way.
Oh, they do.
I have research to show that, yeah.
They get taught that you're evil if you do that. And I'm like, I've never worked for a poor person.
Yeah.
Okay. We need that. That's what makes the world go round. It just needs to be done right.
MainstreamMentalHealth.com is the website. John Huber.
Yes,
Dr. John Huber. Hey, John, good job today. Will you come back?
Yes, sir.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.